Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs, Georgia. I'm very thankful to have an interesting and thought-provoking guest lineup here in studio today. Before we turn to them, let's also remind our listeners to make sure you're following us on Twitter at Business Radio X. We're also using the hashtag today, Atlanta Business Radio. So please do connect with us on the social media platforms. All right, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome two great guests into the studio today representing True Wealth Management. First, Amy Merrill. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Ryan.
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Good. And you're also joined with your colleague, Betsy Pass. How are you, Betsy?
I'm great. How are you?
And you're also with True Wealth Management,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Amy, tell me about your role over there at the company.
Sure. I'm a principal or one of the leaders in our firm at True Wealth. And I'm an advisor, which means I'm a wealth advisor working with the individuals and families that are clients of our firm, just helping them make wise decisions in today's financial world. And as we know, the waters you have to navigate can be difficult from time to time. So we're just helping them along the way.
Very good. And Betsy, you, what do you do with True Wealth Management?
I help with HR and also a little bit of the marketing.
Marketing department. Mm-hmm. So very good. So glad y'all both joined us. So let's talk about first your background a little bit, Amy. How long have you been with the company? And prior to that, what were you doing?
I've been with the company for almost 15 years. I'm in my 15th year. And prior to that, I was in the private client group at a large bank here in Atlanta. And prior to that, was in that same bank's corporate bank.
So you've been in the industry quite a while, mm-hmm. but with True Wealth Management for 15 years now. So you've
yes.
seen the organization change and grow through the years.
Yes.
Any thoughts along those lines?
It's been really rewarding to see the firm grow. We work mainly with individuals and families. And to see it grow from 16 clients when I came on to 300-plus clients
wow.
today, it's really been a fun ride mm-hmm. and really great to work with all the amazing colleagues we have now to help them grow in the organization, too.
That's fantastic. And Betsy, how long have you been with True Wealth Management?
It will be 2 years in December.
And what were you doing prior to that life?
I was at the Georgia Society of CPAs for 2 years.
Great. We've had them in the studio mm-hmm. quite a few times. And just recently was out doing an event at the Cobb Galleria where they were having a get-together, some training, I suppose, and spoke to them there. So we're big fans of the Georgia Society of CPAs here at the Business Radio X studios. So that's good. So let's talk a little bit about what True Wealth Management does for folks on a daily basis. So, Amy, what's your basic mission there at the company?
The basic mission is to help individuals and families make wise decisions with their wealth. So that involves managing their investments, helping them understand where they are, where they're trying to go, how much money do they need to save for retirement? If they're retired, are they on track? How much money can they give away and still be financially sound? It's different for every client, and mm-hmm. that's what makes this role so rewarding, because you're putting together a different puzzle for a different client and working with a team of individuals at True Wealth to put that together for the client.
Yeah, because every family or individual has a different need for their financial goals, whether they're a young millennial just looking to start for mm-hmm. saving for retirement, or they're close to retiring
yes.
and need to count on that money they've saved through the year. So you can help anyone and everybody in between.
Well, what we do is we work with families that already have established their wealth.
Okay.
And it's only because of how deep we go with what our services are that we can't serve everyone. We do some philanthropic work in mm-hmm. the community to help those that wouldn't, quote unquote, meet our minimums, because we can't work with every single family. But it is the families that don't have, in their opinion, the time, talent, or temperament to understand what decisions they need to make, how to invest their money to stay invested when it feels uncomfortable to stay invested, what they need to do as far as estate planning is concerned. So it's bringing all those pieces together in delivering the end result to the client.
Yeah, when you break it down like that, there are many layers mm-hmm. that one must think about when it comes to their retirement and their financial planning. And you're able to separate those layers and figure out if the family is doing the right thing according to each one of those layers. So that's good.
Yeah. Thank you.
And so you bring years of experience and understanding as well as a wide array of products and services for your families that they're looking to invest.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does it look like when they first call you on the phone? Do you pass them off to a particular department, then you work with them, and then they finally sit down? And what does it look like when they're ready to use True Wealth Management in their services?
Well, if they would call, they would talk to one of the advisors in our firm, and they would understand then what are the issues that's confronting that particular family on that issue so that we can pair them up with the right advisor and support advisor team to answer their questions, help them develop a plan that's meaningful to them. So it's not just plugging in numbers and shooting out of 50 pages to a client. It's actually having a conversation with them to help understand what's important to them right now. What questions do they not know to ask? And it's really honing in on the family's priorities and what they need to focus on for the future.
Yeah, really custom tailoring a financial package and plan for each family and their individual needs.
Yes.
Excellent. So it sounds like you guys are doing really good work with helping people save for their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, you know, I'm a little over 40 now, and I haven't began to save. I'm relying on Social Security. Am I doing the right thing?
I think you may need to rethink that plan.
Yes.
But it's never too late to start.
That's what I was hoping
to hear.
And
I think giving perspective on what to expect for the future and telling your story mm-hmm. to someone who is on Team Ryan for the future.
Yes.
And what is important to me. Mm-hmm. Don't sell me a product. Just understand me, what's important to me, and what do I need to know for my family? So mm-hmm. it's not just you and in the now, but if what happens if something happens to you?
Yeah.
Is your family still going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have assets titled correctly, beneficiary designation? What do you want to impart as far as wisdom into your children, into your spouse? Do they know where everything is?
Mm-hmm.
There's a really interesting thing. It's called a family love letter. And that's where you take the time to sit down and you tell them where everything is, who your advisors are, where your documents are kept. If you work for a company, who to contact in case something
right.
happens. If you have a business, who do you reach out to liquidate the business, who would be the successors in that business.
There's so much to
and
think
just,
about.
Yeah, and it's putting it all in perspective because that's something that we've seen, unfortunately, clients left behind that don't have that perspective and don't know where to go.
And it sounds like True Wealth can help you throughout your life as your priorities change.
Mm.
So you begin saving for retirement at a young age, and then perhaps you do grow into a family and buy a house or even invest in a business and such, and you can make those adjustments as the family's life and priorities change as well.
Right. And one of our focuses is actually working with corporate executives. So that's where they may have stock options, a pension plan, deferred comp plan, restricted stock, and all the different health offerings. And it's putting all of those pieces together because there is so much going on in the life of a working executive. They don't have time to focus on it. So they need someone to focus on it for them so they make the right decision.
Excellent. So thank you for sharing that insightful inside information. We're talking with Amy Merrill. She's principal with True Wealth Management, located right here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Where are your offices located?
We're right in Buckhead. So just north of Phipps Mall, if you will,
mm-hmm.
so close to Brookhaven.
So you're in Buckhead. People can come to the office and sit down and talk, or if they want to find you on the website, they can go to truewealth.com to begin the engagement of where they need to go with their financial planning for the future.
Exactly.
All right. So very good. So let's talk also about the recent recognition that you were given by Fortune Magazine.
Yes.
I know you're very proud of that. And for our listeners who don't know, they were named the best place for women to work in the United States, the entire country.
In the entire country.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that, please.
The small business in Atlanta, Georgia, we have 26 employees, and they reached out to us to submit some information about our company. And we completed that information. Then they followed up with interviews with each of our employees.
All 26 of them. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And also sent questionnaires to them to ask quantitative questions. And it was really those answers that put us at the top of the list.
That's amazing. So a small firm right here in Atlanta, Georgia. You've been around quite a while. Yep. So you've created a culture over there. What are some of these reasons why people are attracted to work there? Mm. And maybe, Betsy, you can answer this being in the human resources department. And then what keeps people there?
I think one of the key things is, and Betsy, I'll let you speak, is that we just were so excited to get the award. And it's interesting that it became the best place to work for women. Mm-hmm. In our opinion, we're just a great place to work.
Period.
Period.
Right, men and women. Young or old, doesn't matter. Please come.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. We want to, and it is our culture. And it's our culture that makes a difference. And when they're asked the questions, I think it was the women who could answer, it's a great place to work because we see a future here. We see we will have a voice here because there are women in leadership here. There are women. It isn't just lip service.
Right, that's good.
There are women at the top of this organization. There are key people making decisions for the company that are women. And if the benefits didn't exist, that's just a baseline. There's a threshold that we provide excellent benefits, but it's all the non-benefit that I think helped us rise to the top.
Right.
Betsy, what do you think?
I definitely would agree. I mean, obviously we have, we want to offer good benefits, but it's really our culture that I think makes our employees happy to work there. We're really focused on our core values, one of which is caring. And it's not just about caring for the client, but it's also caring for each other, wanting to also excellence. We want to exceed our clients' expectations. We want to exceed one another's expectations. So it's, obviously we're excited that we can pay for health premiums for our employees. We're excited to give them adequate pay time off. But I think for everyone involved, it's beyond that. Mm. It's really our culture, the fact that we do care about one another, that if something happens, the first question is, not why aren't you here, but it's like, how can we help you?
Right. True Wealth was founded in 1999 as an independent wealth management advisory firm that services over 300 clients. Are these clients just here in the metro area, or all over the country, all over the world? Where are these clients?
They're all over the country. We do have some international clients, but mostly they're in the United States.
Very good. So when they get a word that the company that they're working with has just recently been recognized, that makes them feel good as a customer of yours, I imagine.
Yeah, the feedback we received from them was, kudos to you. We absolutely agree that it's a great place for us to be served.
And it must start from the top down. So the true leaders over there are making sure their mission resonates with every employee that works over there. So that's, I imagine that's where it begins.
Yeah, and that's where the strategic planning comes into place. A lot of firms, they'll do strategic planning. There's an offsite. They put together a plan. They have a mission, and they come back, and that plan goes into a drawer. And I do think that we live out the plan, the strategic vision every day. It gives a plumb line against which to measure, are we heading in the right direction? And Betsy alluded to some core values, and we state those, and we catch people doing things right, and we relate it back to a value. Mm-hmm. If one of the values is teamwork and collaboration, we want to acknowledge when people are not performing in a silo, or it's that we are working together. If you can't answer a question, it's fine to say you don't know the answer, but you can find someone who does. And if it's excellence, that we set the bar high, and we don't apologize for that. Mm-hmm. We want the best for each other. We want the best for our clients. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different role to fill. I liken it to an orchestra. There's a violinist who sits in the first chair, and they play beautiful music. But if they didn't have all the other instruments to bring it all together, that it just wouldn't be the same.
No, you're right. You get so much more enrichment out of having a team, or having people work well together, not to take away from the talent of one individual, but as a whole, It really, you know, accelerates that mission into the stratosphere, so
absolutely,
to speak.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's a great analogy, talking about the violinist. So so did they actually give you an award? Do you get like a trophy or a plaque or anything? Do you put this on the mantle in the front office there?
We want to scream it from the rooftops, but I think the World Wide Web provides its own award of sorts.
Yes.
I'm sure we will have something that we display because we are so excited.
No, that is true. You want people to see it and feel it and touch it, like a Super Bowl, you know, trophy. You know, you win the Super Bowl, that feels great, but to have that trophy,
absolutely,
it's something you can hang your hat on at the end of the day too. So.
And that it's Fortune magazine. I mean, that's a well-regarded, and that it is not. Every day, a wealth management firm is at the top of the list, especially a small one.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, wealth management firms, and I think this is industry-wide, unfortunately, it's dominated by men. So I think that Fortune magazine was very surprised to see all the acclaims and the comments from our people saying that, no, there is a future here, and it's not lip service, because the cream does rise to the top.
Very true. And so of the 26 employees, how many are women? Do you know?
Well, Betsy probably knows the answer to that. Are there 12 or 13?
Yeah, it's basically, it's 50%.
Okay.
Actually, I would want to say it's more like 51%. I think there are more women
Men. Okay. So that's good. So we do a special episode here once a month featuring women in technology, where we talk about the women in the STEM field and that sort of thing. And one of their missions is to have 50-50 by 2020 in the workforce.
Oh, I love
that.
And
so we want to help support that here. We want to celebrate women in the workplace, minorities in the workplace. Mm-hmm. We just think it's a great place, especially in Atlanta, where you can make your mark, work your way through the top, and stay with an organization through the year. So have you found, since been recognized by this award, that people want to come work for you, getting more emails with resumes and that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, definitely. It's honestly, I think people thought we were a pretty great place to work before.
Mm-hmm.
So they were contacting us, wanting to interview with us and be a part. But definitely, I think this recognition has definitely encouraged people to find us and ask if there are any openings or if they can participate in like a job shadow or just informational interviews.
They want to be part of the team.
Exactly.
They want to be a part of the award-winning team over there at True Wealth.
And here's the thing is that we are growing. We don't want to tread water where we are. We're growing, and we need great people. And it doesn't matter the gender. We want the right people who can line up with our culture so that we can deliver the best to our clients. And as we grow, we want future clients to be compelled to be clients of our firm, but we want our future colleagues to be drawn toward us as well. So anything we can do to illustrate to others who may not know about us the great work we're doing, we want to do that.
Right. And we hear it week after week here in the Business Radio X studios. One of the biggest challenges that people are facing these days is recruiting good talent and then retaining good talent. And so it sounds like you guys are doing the right thing by just creating a culture of teamwork and like-minded individuals so people want to come work for there. And then once they're there, they don't want to leave.
Well, and one thing we want our young people to do in the organization is to go out and talk about us. So it's talking about us to their former colleagues, former classmates, to tell the story of True Wealth, to tell the story of who we are and what we're doing, because word of mouth is the great way to grow a business, whether it's growing the business with the people that we serve, our clients, or the people who we serve alongside, and
that's
our colleagues.
Internal and external customers, everybody's important. Everybody has a voice. There's nobody just feeling like they're forgotten about within the organization. Everybody is truly part of the mission of success at True Wealth, and that's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Betsy.
What's really unique about True Wealth is our advisor track associate position. What we try to do is we like to hire entry-level staff and give them the opportunity to work with our clients, to support our advisors, to basically learn about wealth management. We're not just throwing them to the wolves. We give them plenty of training, and we basically are encouraging them to get their CFP to become a wealth advisor. That's the whole goal of this associate position, is that eventually they'll be an advisor just like Amy. Mm-hmm. So as part of that, because we're starting them very young, we want to give them all the training that we can give them. And just like Amy was saying, we support them to network. We support them for to go outside of just our office to get training. We really want them to succeed.
Yeah, continuing education
exactly.
For themselves only helps the bottom line for the company overall. Mm-hmm. So some of these individuals that do come work for you, they start out in the ground floor, work their way up, and then before you know it, they're in a leadership position like Amy here, and they are happy to be at True Wealth. So that's great to hear. From a marketing perspective, Betsy, in your opinion, what are some of the biggest challenges you're finding these days for True Wealth?
Gosh, I think for a financial planning firm, everyone loves social media and they want to be out there, and we are definitely out there, but because we're governed by the SEC, we have compliance to consider. Mm-hmm. So that's often a challenge, trying to make certain that you get your message out, but not upsetting them.
Right. We hear that time and time again here. We have financial planners on the programming, and they are restricted a little bit about what they can and
exactly.
cannot say, some more than others. Some aren't even allowed to step foot in a studio. They have that, kind of hands tied that tight.
Right.
That they can't. So we're glad you were able to come in and share a little bit here today, and most particularly about the winning the award for Best Place for Women to Work in the entire United States by Fortune Magazine. Still can't believe it.
Very exciting.
Yes. And so some of the reasons why, they mentioned the culture. You mentioned some of the benefit packages you offer your employees. Can you touch on that for a moment, please?
Sure. We do offer paid time off. The first day that you come to work, you start with 4 weeks of paid vacation.
That's unheard of.
I can remember back when I started in corporate banking, you had no vacation for the first year.
Yeah.
And then you could come. And then there are the paid holidays if the market's closed. I think importantly, though, it's the all the opportunities we offer them beyond the benefits package. Mm-hmm. I mean, the benefits package, again, and I said this earlier, that's the baseline of excellence. And if you can't attract people, we pay for their benefits as far as any health, dental, vision, all of that. We pay all the premiums for
them. That's hard to do.
Them.
How are you able to do that?
I'm so glad you asked that question. Our chief operating officer, Todd Skelton, was an HR specialist in his prior life.
I see.
So he brings some experience and creativity when working with these insurance consultants that, because our workforce is on the younger end, we can work with them to create packaging that doesn't break the bank per se, but it offers them, our colleagues, our employees, great benefits going forward without much out-of-pocket on their end. The most they come out-of-pocket in a year is $250.
My goodness. I mean, I know that's a dream for mm-hmm. a lot of employees out there. Yeah. Unfortunately, the cost of health care and just the cost of living is going up, and you're able to provide that peace of mind to your team over there, so mm-hmm. they can kind of focus on what's truly important to them. That's, doing good work for True Wealth.
And I think Betsy said it well, that she says it is an investment in our people, not an expense. And I think that does summarize that. And it goes back to our core values of caring, mm-hmm. that we care not only about who you are and what you do when you're in the office, but we want to make sure that you stay healthy and happy throughout.
That's a good point. Yeah, so we're talking with Amy Merrill and Betsy Pass, both with True Wealth Management. So any advice from either of you ladies on what you would give to another company out there who's looking to adopt maybe these same mission principles or same culture? What are some of the first steps, from your perspective, they could take to start on that road to success?
I think strategic visioning, Betsy and I were talking before we came in, that just has set this firm apart, that it's not, and living out that vision every day. I mentioned Todd Skelton, our COO. He has had to take some time off to take care of parents. And everyone from entry level to leadership is, how can we help you? How can we help bridge this gap while you're not here? Mm-hmm. And we care about you. There's balance. There is, a colleague of ours said it well, that there are things that people love outside of work And that's okay.
Yeah.
It offers more balance. It gives you more hope. As work, if work is your all important, then you're missing something vitally important. And where you have the intersection, if you can develop this in the people, regardless of the age, and it's where your passion can intersect with purpose and with impact. So you have a passion for helping others, and that is our purpose. And it's in a financial sector, but it really does expand beyond financial matters. And you do make an impact in their lives. And we hear from clients, you are our right hand. We don't know what we would do without you. Mm-hmm. That's that aha moment of we've done what we've set out to do.
Yeah. And that's probably what separates you from your competition out there, because you're not the only players in this space, but having that down home kind of Southern roots, you know, culture, and then, you know, friendly and so much. Again, your competition out there, and they're just plug and play. Here's what you need. But you are actually getting to know the people, getting to know their goals and hopes and dreams, and putting a financial plan together for them.
And we want people to be successful. We want our young people to advance. We want to invest in them. So it's not just about success at the top level. We want success to go throughout the organization. And every level is important. And it goes without saying that if we didn't have one person filling each role, we couldn't deliver what we deliver to our clients. I tell people often, my cup runs over. My cup runs over because I have a healthy, happy family, a strong faith, but the support that I have in the work and in the work we do for others just brings so much joy.
That's good to hear. I often say my cup and my saucer runneth over because I have it going on so much. So I do enjoy that. So from your perspective, Betsy, where do you see True Wealth going in 2016 and beyond?
Continuing to focus on our core values. You asked actually about what a company could do.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges someone who's thinking about adopting
and
this?
And I really think that it all comes back to making certain that you have core values defined for your company, because those are really the heart of your organization. Mm-hmm. And then also having a purpose, having a strategic plan, having a purpose so that everyone understands the why, mm-hmm. why they are there. And I think that's what we really do well, is teaching our staff the reason they're there, why, and giving them the heart behind it. And I think going forward, I think we're going to continue to develop our staff. We're going to we want to give each of our employees a CE budget, a continuing education budget, so that they can really look at the different conferences out there besides what we provide them internally, because we do quarterly lunch and learns. We do think that that's important to have education. And we also want to continue just improving. I mean, honestly, it's definitely a quick and fast-paced environment, because we're always pushing to exceed. We don't want to be complacent.
Right.
I think Betsy said it well when she said we want to continue to improve.
Yes.
We don't want to rest on the laurels. Because we've received one award from a nationally ranked magazine, we cannot rest on our laurels.
Oh, you want to win again in 2016.
We always have to challenge ourselves of what can we be doing better?
Right.
What can we be doing smarter? And we need to listen to those with whom we work. We need to listen to our clients. What do we need to be doing better and hone in on that?
Yeah, so checking in regularly with your clients and also the employees there to continue and improve on the success you already have achieved.
Mm. And that's exactly it, checking in. You know, we have created a process in which each level meets on a monthly basis. Then they come together at a process improvement roundtable, which actually is happening today, where they send a delegate and they just talk about the different processes that they think could be improved. Everyone has a voice. Not only that, but we also have a time where they can come together and just do strategic planning, that they can then bring those ideas back to the leadership team, so that when they meet quarterly to think about, you know, the future, the next quarter, that their voice is heard. It's, you know, we are 26 people, but we're going to grow, mm-hmm. and I don't want to see that culture diminished. Mm-hmm. So by having these strategic plans in place, by having these core values, by having the mission statement, we're going to be the same firm from 26 to up to 50. I mean, that's the goal. We want to keep our culture, and we want to be able to offer the same service to our clients.
I think one thing that can miss, that can be a miss for companies as they grow and if they grow quickly, is the length of time between the people who are on the front lines determining there's a problem to leadership finding out about it and making the necessary changes. The longer that timeline is, the more detrimental to the business. So you need to shorten that as much as possible, because the people who are doing the work, they know what's working and what's not working.
Right.
So you just have to ask the question, and we as leaders need to listen.
That's fantastic. No, I want to go get a job over there. It sounds like it's just a great place to work, and everybody's pulling for one another, and the work you're doing is good work. You know, it's not like you're building a widget that people use and throw away the next day. This is something they can use their entire life.
And that's another thing related to this business and why it's such a great business to be in is the life application. It's life application.
Yeah.
These are the recommendations that we're providing to our clients apply to us.
Yes.
And make wise decisions.
Yeah, and you're changing people's lives for the better.
Mm.
And so it certainly is. And people may say financial planners, boy, they're just stiff shirts behind a big mahogany table in a glass office tower, but that's not the case with True Wealth.
No, we roll up our sleeves and we get in there with our clients.
And you truly listen to them and understand them and put a plan together that can help them grow for the rest of their life. So.
And I just loved that you said you truly listen at True Wealth.
That's
right.
We do. Good. That's very good. So we encourage our listeners to go to the website, truewealth.com. You can also follow them on Twitter, True Wealth ATL. You can connect with them on Facebook, True Wealth ATL. And Amy's on LinkedIn. If you want to find her there, linkedin.com/AmyFMerrill. So if people want to connect with them. And before we get out here, we've been a great show so far. I'd like to ask Amy, when you're not changing people's lives there at True Wealth or helping them put financial plans together that can take them off to the sunset of retirement, what do you like to do in your off time here in Atlanta?
Well, thank you for asking. So I'm married to Jonathan, and he is an assistant principal down at Woodward Academy.
Oh, very familiar.
Yeah. And we have three boys that are 10, 9, and 7. So as you can imagine, with three boys, my life is very busy. We are on a field or a court of some sort more than 50% of the time.
I would say so. But you enjoy getting out there and seeing the kids play, succeed on the playing field. Right, you know, I had three brothers growing up, so I know what it's like. Always something going on. And then your thoughts on Atlanta. Have you seen it change through the years? And what do you think about the business culture and community here as a city as a whole?
Well, in 21 years in Atlanta, I've seen it grow. The traffic patterns have definitely changed, but it's so exciting. I actually like seeing the cranes up again, that there's all this growth again. There's excitement.
Yes.
Atlanta is becoming a technology platform. If you look around Georgia Tech, we have great schools in Atlanta. We have great colleges in Georgia. I'm just real excited about the future. We can make Atlanta a smaller community through the areas we serve, if we're serving in the community, mm-hmm. when we involve in our faith communities, as we engage. And I just would encourage everyone to get present and go deep with some organizations, because people are changing lives in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and from Atlanta, they change lives in the world.
You are so spot on with that, and I concur with all those words. And certainly here in Atlanta, we are a whole network of little communities connected in a larger city.
Mm.
And if we can just focus from our community outward, I think we'll see this great city grow as a whole, and just more things happening. We are an international destination city now. You couldn't say that 10 years ago about Atlanta.
Definitely not.
People are coming from all over the world. So thank you so much, Amy, for taking the time out of your busy schedule. If we can do anything else here for you at Business Radio X and Atlanta Business Radio, please let us know. We'd love to have you back on if you win again in 2016 or before then, if you have some other exciting news to share with our listeners.
Well, we're definitely going to tune in. So thank you so much.
All right. And Betsy, what about you when you're not over there working in the marketing and HR department? What do you like to do when you're off time to kind of refocus and re-energize?
Well, my husband, Greg, and I, we love going to movies. And we don't have three boys. We just have two dogs and a sugar glider that keeps us busy. But one of our big hobbies is to go watch movies. I know that that's not as exciting maybe as going to see sports, but it's something that we like to do.
A movie buff. So
yes.
Yeah. And so any a favorite movie theater around town that you like
you
to
know,
go to?
It's really funny. It's not the most glamorous theater, but it's the AMC at DeKalb Mall.
Okay.
North DeKalb Mall.
Yeah.
And we just, it's we love it.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's like our little home away from home. We always, I think it's because it's not so busy and we can, you know, go grab a movie and
not fight the crowds.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And so with the holiday season coming up, you're probably going to have a lot of wide options, a wide variety of choices for movies to see. So hopefully you can get out there and see one every week until you don't want to see them anymore. So, but again, if we can help you here, Business Radio X or Atlanta Business Radio, please do let me know. Welcome back on the show anytime. And we wish you and True Wealth much success in 2016. All right. And thank you, listeners, for supporting us and tuning in today. You can find this episode with the full bio of each of our guests and the photograph posted in about 48 hours at AtlantaBusinessRadioX.com. And so if you know anyone else out there who would like to get the word out about their business and if they're doing something genuinely to serve their market and their community, let us know on the webpage, BusinessRadioX.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.